welcome to the CSUSB Advising Podcast. Today, we're going to learn more about the Environmental Health Science Bachelor's degree. And to learn more about this major, we welcome our special guest, Dr. Nick. Dr. Nick, how are you?
Very good. Very good. Thank you, Matt. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, it's awesome for you to be here. And let's dive right in. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background in higher ed and CSUSB?
Of course. My full name is Mahmoud Nick Bakhtadeh, but I often go by Dr. Nick. I joined Cal State San Bernardino 3 years ago, and I'm assistant professor of environmental health science in Department of Health Science and Human Ecology, College of Natural Sciences. Before joining here, I was an adjunct professor at San Diego State University. I was teaching pretty much the same type of classes that I have right now. And I've been teaching in other institutes too, and mostly in San Diego area. My background is in biological science. Long ago, of course, I graduated. Then I have my master's in medical entomology and vector control, a PhD in medical entomology, a second PhD in chemical ecology, and then I did my second PhD in Germany, and then I started my postdoc at the Ohio State University, couple of years of postdoc. Then I was working for a state of Vermont as a vector biologist, joined UC Davis as a scientist, working there for a while too, and you know, the rest, San Diego State, San Diego area, and eventually Cal State, San Bernardino.
Wonderful. So with the major that we're talking about today, can you tell us more about the environmental health science major?
Environmental health science, it's a great field, a great major, and an exciting one. As the name says, it has two parts, environment and health. Often do people make mistake for environmental science. Environmental science and environmental health have some things in common, but they're not the same majors. They're completely different majors. Environmental science speaks about the effect or the influence, or let's say the impact of human beings on the environment, what we do to the environment, what happened to the environment, what do we do to the soil, to the forest, to oceans, to rivers, vegetations, I don't know, animals, everything, living ones and non-living ones, how we make pollutions. These are the topics of environmental science. Environmental health is different. Means, okay, if we, because of our activity, we do a lot of things to the environment, then what will be the impact of those things on human body, on our health and well-being? So the centric part of environmental health is human. That's why it has the health part, right? Because we want to say, hey, okay, if, for example, you make pollution by burning fossil fuels, vehicles, industry, and all those things, what will be eventually the effect of all those things on our body? If, I don't know, you release the sewage into the rivers and then it joins the ocean, how it impacts our well-being and life? Mm-hmm. If we come in touch with, I don't know, radiation, for example, like being for such a long time under severe sunlight, or you go to solarium, for example, and all those things, what are potential effects of those things on our body? And a lot more different diseases and many different issues that we can get from the environment. So again, environmental health is about what are the impacts of all the changes that naturally, when human made, happen to the environment on our body. So how our body is going to show reactions, what are the symptoms, what type of issues, what kind of illnesses we might get from all those changes or manipulation.
Yeah, thank you for giving the distinction with that. And some majors also offer like a minor or certificate with environmental health science. Is that offered as well, or is that just for the bachelor's degree?
We have to offer a bachelor's degree in environmental health science. Also, you can have a bachelor's degree in public health with a concentration in environmental health. That's possible too.
Yeah.
Or you can be in environmental health science major and you choose a minor in biology, a minor in chemistry, a minor in physics or geology, or anything else. all those ways are possible. Environmental health science is a very flexible field that allows students to go any directions they want. It's not a dead-end route that the student chooses and then, you know, somehow they're in deadlock. It's an open field, vast field that if at any time the students want to move to go to any other field, they're fully capable.
Yeah, I like when the major has that flexibility, and it's also something that can pair well with like other areas. And generally speaking, within environmental health science for the major, what are students learning in their classes?
Environmental health science is as widespread as the environment itself. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about environmental health science, principally we talk about air pollution, air control, water resources, water treatments, radiation, noise pollution, light pollution, vector-borne diseases, you know, all the mosquitoes, ticks, I don't know, all the insects that you see around, they can transfer a lot of different diseases to humans. What are those diseases? What are the symptoms? What happened to us? How we can control them? How we find them, right? All those things. Or let's say solid waste. We produce every day a lot of trashes, right? We don't care about what happens because we put that canister at the curbside. Somebody comes and pick it up. But the story begins exactly from that point. Where does it go? What do the people do with it, right? There are some regulations, codes. It has a journey, and it's an interesting journey to see what type of trash we produce, how they are separated based on the, you know, type of the trash, where do they go, how we treat them safely, not to affect our body again, our wellness. Or we talk about hazardous material or hazardous waste. When we go to the hospital, for example, clinics that produce a lot of things like sharps, for example, like needles, or a lot of medicines or different types of chemical compounds, like in laboratories or industry or clinics, hospitals, they will be treated in a different way. So what do we do with them? When we have them, when we keep them, when we want to dispose the rest, it has a journey too. Where does it go? What happened to them? These are very, very interesting things, and it's important, again, on our well-being and our health. If they're not taken care of well, something can happen to us. Or toxic materials, right? Every day in the modern life, we're dealing with a lot of toxic compounds. Some of them we know, some of them we even don't know. Even at home, right? When we keep detergents, cleaners, different type of disinfectants, all those compounds can be toxic. They can have some effects on our skin, on our eyes, on our lungs, and everything else, on eyes and those things. So what are the effects of those things on our body? And how we can do, what we can do to protect ourselves. And if we don't need them anymore, then what can happen to them? How we dispose them safely and so forth. Also, we talk about a couple of other things, like, for example, let's say land use. You have a piece of land. Who says that what type of land it is, how you can use it? You can construct it, you can turn it in a court trail. How many stories this building can have, right? Mm-hmm. Or you have a school, you have a hospital, you have a university, a campus, a college. A kindergarten, you know, what should be that building look like if you want to keep the kids in, right? How many people can be there? What should be the HVAC, right? And all of those things. So this is an really exciting field. Or you go to the beach, you want to walk along the beach, or you want to swim. There are some people who go there and check the things before you even know or you see them, right? They even take samples from the water of the ocean to see if this is safe for you to swim. So there are a lot of things going on in environmental health. It's a very, very widespread thing, as widespread as the environment, as I said, itself. So whatever you touch around yourself, it is actually within the area of environmental health science.
Of course, we get a lot of questions too about what kind of careers that might connect with the major. So with your time at CSUSB, can you talk about where you've seen some of your students go career-wise after graduation?
This is actually, Matt, one of the most interesting questions that you could ask me, and an exciting one. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't know about the environmental health science. Or if somebody has heard something, probably, again, make a mistake with environmental science. Mm-hmm. Environmental health science is one of the exceptions in the whole campus, and not just our campus, the whole nation. It has a lot of jobs, and it has more jobs than the number of graduates. So one of the reasons, because not that many schools around the country offer environmental health program. Totally, in the whole United States, we have 33 environmental health programs, accredited environmental health program. And when I say accredited, means they are approved by external agencies for the quality, for the standards, and for whatever this major and program and teaching and quality labs, everything should have. So compared with a lot of other fields that hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands schools around the country offer that, right? So not that many graduates, and because not that many graduates, there are a lot of jobs. We have more actually vacancies that the people can graduate and fill them up. So at the end, they get their students from other majors. That's why we often encourage the students, hey, please come and take a look at it. At least make yourself familiar with this major, because it has a lot of opportunity. If you're looking for a job, a permanent job, a full-time job, this is where you want to go, right? If you don't want to wait and do other things or hourly paid after graduation and don't know what to do for months or years until you get a job, come to environmental health science. It gives you a job almost right away. The exciting part of that even is that our students can get a full-time job even before they graduate, when they're senior students. And where they can work? Almost everywhere. They can work for the city, different cities. They can work for counties, almost all counties, anywhere in any state in the United States. And they can work for state government, many different departments of the state department, Department of Public Health, Department of Pesticide Regulation, Department of Toxic Substance Control, Department of Water Resources and Water Conservation, fish and wildlife. Recreation, and a lot of other departments of the state, they hire our graduates. Also, federal government, classy jobs with the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, FDA, Food and Drug Administration. These are classy agencies that anybody wants to get a job in it, working with the best scientists in the country, right? And they have offices and labs everywhere in the country, including in California, so it's easy to get a job with the military, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps. They hire environmental health specialists almost every single year. If you ask me, private agencies, insurance companies, hospitals, big retails, Ralphs, I don't know, Albertsons, Vons, all those things, they hire too, right? And a lot of other places, there is hardly a place that they do not hire environmental health specialists. When the people graduate from our program, they will call EHS, on environmental health specialists. These people could be hired at any place. There is an exam by the State Department of Public Health called REHS exam, Registered Environmental Health Specialist exam. And if somebody is interested, it's not obligatory, but if somebody wants, they can take the exam, and if they pass it, it even opens more doors on them. And it is a prestigious certificate that they can get. And by having that certificate, in addition to the degree that they earn from the university, they can ask for or apply for a lot more jobs throughout the country. Fortunately, our program, our major environmental health at Cal State San Bernardino, is among the very limited number of programs in the whole nation that is accredited. It's accredited by the state, California Department of Public Health, and by the national agency, or what we call it NEHA, National Environmental Health Accreditation Council. Because of that, even if our graduate once in future leaves the state and want to live anywhere else or find a job anywhere else in the country. Texas, North Carolina, Virginia, Ohio, Michigan, Utah. They have no issue in getting a job, right? It's so easy for them. They don't need to do anything. Our degree is acceptable anywhere in the country. So that's a plus. There are only two programs like this in the whole state of California. And as I said, only 33 in the whole nation. So we're among a small club of universities that our program is accredited, and that would be fantastic for our students when they graduate.
God, that's exciting to hear. And let's say someone's listening to this and they're like, wow, I'm super interested now in this major, but maybe they're on the fence of maybe declaring this as their major. Do you have any advice or suggestions for that student?
If somebody is, does not know a lot about it, can go first of all to our website. There are some information in our website about what classes, for example, they have to take. My information is there too as the program coordinator of environmental health science. So they can directly contact me, send an email to me, just as simple as type CSU SB, Dallas State, San Bernardino, and then environmental health science. It takes it to the page. That's it. And they will see me. My picture is there. Their faculty are listed. They will see my name and my email. They can send an email to me. And I will be more than happy to answer. If they like, they can visit our department. They can visit our labs even and see what we're doing. We have several labs. We have research labs. And students are working there with exciting projects. They can come and see what they're doing, even talk to the students. Even I will be happy to set a time, like a virtual meeting over the Zoom or personal meeting on campus if somebody wants to talk to me, get more information. We already published a lot of brochures, educational brochures about what environmental health is, what are the subfields of environmental health, what kind of jobs graduates can get. And all those things, job market, salary, all those things, they are all available too. If they ask, we can send them a copy of those brochures, where they can simply come to the department and pick some of the some copies for themselves. So we are accessible, and it's not difficult to find us. We actually welcome all the people, all those potential students or people who are curious about environmental health science and want to get more information about it. We encourage them to come and talk to us.
All right, sounds good. And do you find that there might be any misconceptions that others might have or might think of when they hear environmental health science?
Yeah, usually, I don't know, correct or not, when some people talk about environmental health science, they think that it's a difficult field and it's very difficult or very complicated, of which I believe it's not. It's not difficult. It's not more difficult than biology. It's not more difficult than chemistry. It's not more difficult than physics or math or geology, for example. All the basic science fields, right? Because we are within the environmental, within the natural science, culture of natural science. So environmental health science is a science field. If somebody wants to ask me what type of major it is, what type of subject it is a science major. So we're dealing with chemistry, biology, a little bit physics, and a little bit math. So, but if they're not more difficult than any of the other majors that I just counted, probably even easier than those. And we are applications of all those fields in reality outside. So if you learn a little bit math or physics or chemistry, biology, these are basic science, very important. We can't do anything without them. But we, our major is a major that uses them in reality outside. So use the math, use the physics, use the chemistry outside. So what you learn, you use it in an applied way. When you get a job, you're going to use them, right? And that makes it, to me, even more interesting because you just learn something which exists only in the lab or in some bottles or on the paper or a computer. But in reality, when you get out, you will use your knowledge and you will enjoy that. Hey, these are the things that I had in a class and our professor was talking about it. See, now you make it. I need it, you know? And that makes it very interesting. So a lot of people make, they think that it might be hard, but I tell them it's not. If you're looking for a scientific field, which is exciting enough, very diverse, talking about different things, not just one focus to be boring, different things, a little bit from everything, right? And at the end, you graduate and easily get a job, come to environmental health science. And the other things that might be useful to tell to your audiences is often when the people want to go to medical school, dental school, or pharmacy school, usually like they go to biology or chemistry or something like that, I want to tell them the good news that if you come to environmental health science, you can use it as a pre-med. Environmental health science could be used as a pre-med for pre-pharmacy or dental or whatever else. So again, remember what I said a while ago? This is not a dead-end field. If you come to environmental health science, every door and every option will be open to you. You do not close any option on yourself, but you open more doors on yourself, actually. So let's say you graduate, you're looking just for a job, or you want to work for a while, then decide what to do, right? Mm-hmm. There are a lot of jobs. You can have full-time permanent jobs. And if you change your mind, you want to go to graduate school, you can easily go to graduate school for environmental health science, or you can go to a master's of chemistry, master's of biology, master's of even other fields. You want to go to medical school? You have your pre-med. You're ready to go, right?
Wow. No, that's really good, useful information to know, because we do have a lot of students that are interested in going into med school, pharmacy. And so at least, yeah, now as advisors, we have more information here to be able to give students like, hey, there's also another option and doing the environmental health science major.
Easily. Actually, we have some students that already they are in pharmacy school.
Yeah.
Or, I have several students of myself that they're graduating right now at the UC Riverside. They're doing a master's like in biological science or biochemistry or all those molecular biology. So every door is open.
And so for students in your major, are there any resources available to them from your department?
Yeah, as I said, we published a series of brochures on every aspect of environmental health science. We try to explain the things briefly and very clearly in a very interesting format. So there are a series of those brochures. I don't know exactly the number, but I guess maybe like 8 or 10 of those brochures there available. If at any time any students is interested, just stop by the office of our department or just directly can contact me. They can come and pick it up or they can, we can even send it to institutions, or if there are a group of the people who are interested, we can pass them and send it to them, as we've done already for some schools with these things. Like if some teachers or I don't know, other people are interested in telling to their own students about our major, environmental health science, we will be more than happy to pack our brochures and send it to them.
And then if someone has more questions, is it best, do you recommend they start with the website or to contact you directly?
I mean, you know, website provides some basic information, but not everything is in a website. If they have any question beyond what is on the website, they can directly reach out to me, or they can send their email to the department. If the department can answer them, okay. If not, they send it to me, and I will be happy to respond. So we're always accessible. It's not difficult to find us. In Cal State San Bernardino campus, we are located in Physical Science Building. The department office is in the second floor, and my office is in the third floor. And again, the easiest probably way to access me is via email. And my email is on the website as well. So even if you forget my name because it's a little bit long, just remember Environmental Health Science, Cal State San Bernardino. Just type those things on Google, and you will see. You will see the name of faculty, and my name will be there too. My email. A lot of people, when they're looking for a job, some people may like office jobs, some people may like lab jobs, or they like type of job that getting out and doing something outside. again, environmental health science jobs are exciting because usually when you get them, you have a mixture of both. You have a little bit of office work and you have a little bit of field work. And it's not like any other jobs. It's very exceptional again. I've seen many different jobs. I've worked with different agencies or collaborated with them. So I have a good understanding of how it will be if you graduate and start working in different jobs with different majors. When you start working as an environmental health specialist, or as I said, EHS, for example, after graduating from our school, you can regulate yourself. Do you want to stay in the office now, or do you want to get out? If you want to get out, where do you want to go? Do you want, for example, if you work for, let's say, San Bernardino County, do you want to go to Arrowhead, or you want to go to Ontario? Do you prefer to go to, I don't know, Carlton, or you prefer to go to Redlands? You decide where you want to go, how long you want to spend outside, right? What, for example, facility do you want to visit or check or inspect or educate or regulate or enforce the regulation today? Or maybe it's cold and chilly and you don't want to get out, you prefer to stay in office, you can. You know, this type of flexibility is rare among job opportunities. And either the people are in the office, they have to work in the office, or their job is outside, they have to get out. You don't have to do that sort of management and freedom and flexibility to choose what you want to do. So environmental health science, again, is specific, or a lot of people have just like 30 minutes or 40 minutes lunchtime. And environmental health science, when you get out to inspect, you decide where you want to go for lunch, how much time you want to spend for your lunch, half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, for example. And this flexibility exists, really. It exists. And this freedom and flexibility is something that a lot of people love it, but they don't know that where to find it. Yeah. And I hope my message reaches to more people that if you're looking, again, for permanent jobs, full-time jobs, quick jobs, good pay even, with full benefits, holidays, vacation, sick leave, retirement, 401k, everything, then environmental health jobs provide all of them too, including flexibility and a lot of freedom.
Nice. Perfect way to end the recording. Thank you so much again, Dr. Nick.
Of course. Many thanks, Matt, for having me today again. It was a pleasure to be with you today.